Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome, welcome, my friends, and thanks for joining us here for another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. We have an embarrassment of riches for you here today with music from Nick Cunty and the Complicated Men, the Dogmatics, the Gripweeds, Michael Daybar, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song from my favorite band, 2020. If you ask me, these guys are the sound of Seattle. Funny, irreverent, and balls-to-the-wall rock and roll. This is Young Fresh Fellows from 1984 with Rock and Roll Pest Control.
Rock and roll pest control. Oh, 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 rock and roll.
was, of course, 2020 with Backyard Guys from their 1979 self-titled debut. Seriously, not a bad song on that album. Hey, everyone, welcome back to Pop Rocks Radio. I'm recording this on the first day of fall, so while it's still nice outside, if you can, put on your headphones, get outside, take a walk, give us a listen.
Do yourself a favor.
Last week, we played Librarians with Hickeys. This week, we have another librarian obsession for you. Kicking off this next set, this is the Dogmatics from Boston on the Rumbar Records label with Library Girl. We'll be right back. That was Nick Punti and the Complicated Men with their latest single, Mind Reader. Before that, we had a band we played a couple weeks ago that I love so much, we gave you another one. That was DM3 with Hold On. We also played another track off the new Well-Wishers album. That was Here We Go.
And now for something completely different.
I want to take a second to let you know about another show on Mixcloud that I really love. This is The Jet Set by Mike Fuller. He's a longtime DJ here in Seattle, and he used to have a show on my favorite radio station, KJET AM 1600, back in the 80s. He still puts together a killer playlist. I'll put a link to his show in the description.
Welcome aboard Seattle's newest jet, KJET Modern Rock. Modern Rock, KJET, AM 1600.
If I could somehow find me up like you would cut your hair. If I could reach your mind, what would I need to find? Don't say things you can't unsay. Stop pushing me away. If you want me, I would stay. Yeah. Stop pushing me away from you. I'll say to you I'm well aware. It's up to you. I'm stuck to you.
Was an artist called Riffindots with her latest single, Cat Curse. That is available on Bandcamp. Check the show notes for a link to that. Before that, we had Daryl with their song Kimmy from their forthcoming album, The Wasted Casualties. That is due out in October on Idol Records. They also are on Bandcamp along with this description of their music. If John Hughes and John Carpenter made a movie together, Daryl would be the soundtrack. Gotta love that. We also played Super Drag out of Knoxville, Tennessee with Babies Waiting from their album In the Valley of Dying Stars from 2000. And we started that set with another Boston artist, The Fatal Flaw, with their latest single, Stop Pushing Me Away. Lots more to come here on Pop Rocks Radio. We'll spin tracks from The Meringues, Dwight Twilley, and Not a Surf. But first, a word from this week's sponsor.
Mr. Owl. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, two, three, three.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart owl.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
Seriously, when was the last time you had a Tootsie Pop? If you're still out on your walk, and I know you are, stop and pick one up. You won't be sorry. And by the way, we are in no way affiliated with Tootsie Pops, in case there was any confusion. This is The Blips from Birmingham, Alabama, with a track from their self-titled 2021 album. This is Walking Home.
Oh, Without a name.
We closed out that set with the latest from the Gripweeds, led by Kurt Reel, his wife Kristen, and his brother Rick. Along with Dave DeSantis on bass, they've been putting out great music for about 3 decades now. That was Strange Bird. The Gripweeds are in the studio working on a new studio album that should come out early next year. Before that, we had a band called Eden featuring Savannah Woods on vocals. I saw this band a few weeks ago at a club here in town and were just blown away by their musicianship. And I gotta tell you, her voice is really something to hear. That was their new single, Wildfire. Check the links below to find out more about them. And of course, before that, we had the great Dave Edmonds, who turned 80 this year. That was Girls Talk from 1979.
Right.
If you're enjoying the show, please like, subscribe, and check us out on YouTube as well. Okay, as I know you're still out enjoying the sunshine, we have a few more sets for you. Kicking this one off for us is the Honey Dogs from 1996 with Your Blue Door.
Your blue door, there I walked through before. First Sunday kiss, I could not resist. Would you go around with me? Would you take me?
Dwight Twilley with Alone in My Room from his 1979 solo album Twilley. Iconoclastic Records has just released a remaster of this great album with some bonus tracks. I will put a link down below. If you're new to Dwight Twilley, this is a great place to jump in, and it only gets better from there. Before that, we had a band called the Meringues from Ontario, Canada, with the song Royalty off their new album Pavlova's Dog. And before that, we had the debut single from Atlas Rivers, a Cumbrian alt-rock trio. That was Towards the Sun.
A good cold beer is refreshing. And these new light beers with less calories, well, you could say I've discovered how good a light beer can taste. I really get a kick out of those light beer commercials with all those burly guys joshing around. But you know, you don't need to be macho to enjoy Rainier Light.
Hey, Marlene, give me another beer.
Get it yourself, Bob! Sometimes it does help, though.
We'll be right back. victims of innocent mistakes. When you drive your car so fast and won't find the brakes, it's time.
Touching red lips in between Irish coffee sips. Are you ticklish? She quips, desiring to feel satiated, but she finds it hard to articulate it. Black licorice touching red lips. Have you seen her looking devilish? He ends up speaking only gibberish, desiring to be elevated, but he finds it hard to articulate it. It doesn't matter if they all know what you're up to, it only matters that this guy's in love with you. How many revolutions until the conclusion that you want justifies the that you flaunt. Black licorice touching red lips. She blushes while he fidgets. He used to feel so insignificant, but now he just feels overrated. With all of the zeal she speculated, doesn't matter if they all know what you're up to. It only matters if this guy's in love with you. How many revolutions until the conclusion that you want justifies the looks that you flaunt. Then in the AM hour,
licorice touching red lips, white fingers pawing fishnets. Think of all the trouble that he gets himself into. Uneducated, I can't even spell articulated. No, no, no. And it doesn't matter if they all know what you're up to. It only matters that this guy's in love with you. How many revolutions until the conclusion that you want justifies the looks at you.
We started out that set with Superchunk from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with Water Wings off their 1994 album Foolish. We also played John Flynn with Where to Start from his new album Cherry Cherry, that is on the Cool Cat label. We also had Roxanne Fontana with Some Have Fun from her sixth studio album of the same name. The James Clark Institute gave us Black Licorice, Red Lips from Under the Lampshade. We closed out that set with a band that I have made no secret that I just love, especially this album. That was The Rollers, which was what they were being called at that point, otherwise known as the Bay City Rollers. That was I Was 11 off Elevator in 1979.
I didn't mean to call you a meatloaf, Jack!
There seem to be so few genuine rock stars left, and this gentleman is certainly one of them. Starting with the band Silverhead in 1972 to bands like Detective, Checkered Past, and The Power Station, and as a solo artist, continuing with his awesome show on Little Steven's Underground Garage. Here is the perennially cool Michael Debar.
Everybody wants a piece of the action. That's why everybody wants a piece of the action.
Was That Thing You Do by The Wonders, the fictional band from the 1996 Tom Hanks film. That was written by Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne and featured Mike Viola on vocals. We started the set with Michael DeBar with his cover of The Sweet's Fox on the Run. We followed that with Sweet with Action. That version was from Give Us a Wink in 1976. That was another band that changed their name a bit as they went on. They started out as The Sweet Shop, then they were The Sweet, then just Sweet by the time this album came out.
Okay, Grandpa.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Come join us again next week where we'll play tracks from Bleached Black, The Jaws of Brooklyn, Suburban Key Party, The Moonstones, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song from my favorite band, 2020. Not a Surf is out there on tour. Check them out if you get a chance. If you're going, shoot me a note in the comments so we can talk about how cool we are. This is off their latest album, Moon Mirror. This is Give Me the Sun. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.